Слышу, наш пан.
Thank you, the combined choir.
唱出我个人很喜欢的一首诗歌。
They have sung the song I like very much.
主耶稣是我一首诗歌。
There rings a melody in my heart.
主耶稣今天赐给我一首诗歌。
Jesus Christ really does give me a melody.
也谢谢 Mary.
And I have to thank Mary as well.
今天我们的心情。
She's the accompanist of today.
她在我们刚才收集奉献时候。
And during the time when we collect the offering.
不仅我们留意，她要弹出啊，要两首是我很喜欢的诗歌。
I wonder whether you have noticed. She has played two songs I really like very much.
这些诗歌本来就旋律优美。
The songs are really very melodious. Very pleasing to the ear. And at the same time, they bring out the content of the Bible. And they affect my life profoundly. The topic of my sermon today is the rhythm of life.
所以我们先来说一些音乐的符号。
And now we are going to talk about the musical notes.
也讲一些音乐理论。
And I'm going to talk something about the theory of music.
音符可以说是音乐符号。
Musical notes.
其实是组成那个乐章，最七个里面就基本的元素。
Actually, the arrangement of musical notes is fundamental to the creation of a musical composition.
一般的乐谱里面，乐曲里面，我们所唱的诗歌里面。
On a music sheet, the song, the hymn we sing.
除非是用简谱、数字一二三四五来表达。
Unless they are written in numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
否则必定有音符。
Otherwise, there must be musical notes.
其实音符有多种，有些是16分音符。
There are a range of musical notes, such as semiquarter,
有些是八分之一、四分之一。Quarter,
acrostic,
二分之一，还有的是全音符。
And whole note.
无论哪一种音符。
No matter what kind of musical notes they are,
它在五线谱里面都在上还是在下。They
are positioned on various levels on the stage.
其实表达它的音调是高低，可能也是表达它的音的速度是快还是慢。They
set the pace, the pitch, and the tempo.
无论怎么样，都是按那个音稳。 唱出来，可能是吹出来，可能是拉出来啊。
No matter how, we have to sing according to all those musical notes, and then we play according to these notes as well.
才能表达出这个音乐里面的抑扬，音乐里面的旋律。
In this way, they can bring out the tone, the flow, the melody of the piece of music.
那就让我们看到怎么样去优美。
And we can see how beautiful.
怎么样子等人,
how moving.
怎么样子自然的啊，是在欢愉当中，是在欢愉当中，还是在忧伤里面？
Whether they are sad or happy.
这些音符,
and these musical notes.
可以一句话讲是有心的音符。
We can term them as the musical notes with sound.
生命也像一个乐章。
Our life is also like a musical composition.
也是一首诗歌。
And it is a song as well.
我们有着不同的音符。
We have different kinds of notes.
诗歌以及那个乐曲唱出来的时候，吹出来的时候，还是弹奏出来的时候。
And then a song, whether it's sung or played.
都听到那个音符带出来，那个长短啊、高低啊等等。
And then we can hear the pace and the tone, the pitch.
也看到是轻柔啊、高亢啊等等。
We can see whether it's soft or exciting.
其实好像表达我们人生里面各方面的遭遇，有些时候有顺利，有些时候的逆境。
It seems that it is expressing our state in life, whether it is happy or sad.
有些时候可能我们在低谷。 有些神在高或有时的时候
，Whether our life is smooth or rough, high or low，
可能在诗歌里面，好像也带出我们人生有痛，也有快乐的时候。
It also brings out that sometimes we are depressed and sometimes we are happy。
巴不得我们每一个人呢、啊，好像刚才诗班所唱的诗歌一样。
And hopefully each one of us is like the song the combined choir has just sung。
我们的人生是耶稣所谱写给我们那首诗歌。
Our life is being composed by Jesus Christ。
以致我们真正何等美妙，并且在当中里面看到那个爱在其中。
And our life is full of wonders and love。
刚才我说
I've just mentioned
音符有十六分之一八分之一
There are different kinds of notes such as semi-quaver, quaver
还有十分之一一直的全音符
A crotchet or a whole note
在五线谱里面
On a stage
都是表达出那时候发出来的声音
And they express the relating sounds
无论是在唱出来吹出来拉出来还是弹唱出来
sing or play. But I really would like to tell you.
还有一种音符
There is a kind of note.
是不需要发出声音来的
And which does not require a sound.
让我用我自己最有限的阅历告诉你一点点
From my limited knowledge of music, I would like to say something about it.
接下来可以提到两个
I would like to introduce two.
这两个是五声的音符
And these two are silent notes.
不用唱出来。
You don't have to sing.
不用拉出来。
You don't have to play.
也不需要啊弹出出来。
You don't have to play the musical. You it's no action.
一个是完结号。
The one is called the concluding note.
F-I-N-G.
The finning.
第二个是休止符。
The other one is the rest.
英文是 R-E-S-T.
In English, it is spelled as R-E-S-T, rest.
先讲讲完结号。
Now, first of all, I would like to talk about the concluding note.
完结号是这首歌完结了，不再唱了。
The concluding note indicates that the song is finished and no singing is required.
休止符呢是停顿、静止的意思。
And then the rest means there is a pause, there is a wait.
包括停顿过后。
But after the rest,
静止完了。
After the pause,
会继续唱出来。
They will resume singing.
今天是我们纪念教会服事36周年。
And today, as we celebrate the 36th anniversary of our church,
也是为弟兄姐妹送别啊我。退休了，离开这个教会的时候。
And it is also the time that brothers and sisters in Christ to farewell me as I retire.
实在要感恩，为教会感恩。
I really have to give my thanks to God and thank for the church as well.
对，神在过去，感谢他在过去35年来的带领。
And we have to thank the Lord for His guidance over the past 35 years.
愿教会个人的施工一路发展。
And I really would like that the church will carry on with this development in various ministries.
不然在 Cobra 也在 Sutherland.
Not only in Cobra and also in Sutherland.
每个主日我们这里有六堂的主日崇拜。
Each Sunday we hold 6 services in 6 different congregations.
并且各方面的施工。
And then there are various ministries as well.
看到在这么多年来
，And we have seen that over the past years，
人就是借着教会里面相信耶稣
，A lot of people have come to Christ and accept Jesus Christ as their personal savior，
并且受洗加入教会
，Being baptized and committing to the church，
弟兄姐妹在教会里面跟灵命也长进，跟
神相处 ，And we witness the spiritual growth of brothers and sisters in Christ。
个人也非常感谢天父
，And I myself am really thankful，
因为我能够在这个教会里面弟兄姐妹同侍奉
，Because I can worship and serve with brothers and sisters in this church，
我们一同敬拜
，We worship together，
超过20年
，For more than 20 years，
这个是神的恩典
，This is God's grace，
所以今天这个神生命的音符。 作为讲道的时候。
And today, as I would like to talk about the rhythm of life.
这个讲到个人生命。
I really feel that my personal life.
在这么多年来。
Over the past years.
主耶稣为我补上不少美善的音符。
Jesus Christ has written a lot of beautiful notes in my life.
使到我的人生充满赞美，充满轻松。
This is why my life is full of praises and songs.
是必要唱出来这个生命音符。
I really have to sing aloud the rhythm of life.
不过现在我要离开了。
But now as I'm moving on,
心音你不再见你了。
I will carry my praises with me.And I really would like to make use of this time. I would like to talk about the two silent notes I've just mentioned. One is called the finale, the concluding note.
F-I-N-E.
The other is the rest.
R-E-S-T.
R-E-S-T.
一方面要表示我从上个开始我就是这个样子 F-I-N-E
On one hand it indicates that from the 1st of July my work here is finished
完成了
The rest
另一方面
And on the other hand
R-E-S-T
R-E-S-T
Rest
休息了 The rest
但是我从另一方面你们说
But from the other hand,
凡神借助用这两个无声的符号
I would like to make use of these two silent notes.
看看今天神有对我们讲什么话语
To explore the spiritual meaning of these two notes.
有什么属灵意义在里面
What are the significance, spiritual significance in them?
第一个是完整号
The first one is the concluding note.
在音乐上用到这个F-I-N-E.
When we use the finale in the finale in music,
如果你看看这一首诗歌本来唱到最后一句
，When we sing a song, when we sing to the last line,
自然是完结了。
It will come to a natural stop.
为什么还要完结号唱到最后就没有了吗
？It seems that when there is the rest, that means we have this stops.
当然留意的话。
But if you pay attention,
在一首诗歌里面
in a song,
当它出现这个 F-I-N-E 这个完整号的时候
when there is the finale there,
不是在最后一句里面的最后
it is not found at the end of the song.
我都是在很多时候你看到是在这首诗歌的中间
Usually you find it in the middle of the song.
可能也在较后那个位置
or in the later part of the song.
意思说什么呢
What does that mean?
这首诗歌唱到最后
It means that when you sing to the last part
还没有唱完
It hasn't finished yet.
它会出现那个英文那个简写
And it will there is the English abbreviation.
啊，会出现是 DS 可能是 DC
DS or DC
意思说
It means
当你找到那个 F-I-N-E 的时候
When you find the finale
之前里面一定要有一个符号
Preceding the finale、啊、there will be a song
看到了可能是这个符号
Perhaps it is the song here
可能是 DS
Or DS
表明什么呢
What does that indicate?
从这里唱
You have to sing from here
又唱到 F-I-N-E 这首诗歌就完了
Until the finale, and it concludes the song.
如果前面是 DC, 后面是 DC.
If the last part is the DC,
DC 是从头再唱
That means you have to sing from the beginning.
唱到 F-I-N-E 就完了
Until the finale.
DC 是说，哇，原来这首诗歌又再唱
That means you have to sing to repeat the song again.
本来已经唱完了嘛
Actually, it has been finished.
但好像现在又重唱一些啊，在刚才唱的那个歌词。
But you have to repeat some part of the song.
意思在那里。
What does that mean?
要再唱呢。
We have to repeat the song again.
在我心上里面。
And then I think.
他要人回味。
They want people to reflect. reflect.
回味刚才所唱的诗曲。
To reflect on the song, the lyric that has been sung.
这个翻译好听。
They are not only pleasing to the ear.
可能这个很有意思。
And they are very meaningful as well.
想到这里有意思。
And when we think about it, it is really meaningful.
把它运用我的生命。
Hopefully, I really would like to use my life.
我真希望我的生命。
I really hope that my life
能给人回味。
Will bring an encore, a pleasant memory.
意思是说可以给人 encore 的。
That means you will have a pleasant recall of what I have done.
请你再想想那 fine 这个字。
Let's look at the fine, fine.
应该说这个符号。
The sign.
本来应该是意大利文来的。
It is an Italian.
意思是 finish, 完成了。
Finish.
fine 看起来。
When we look at this word fine,
啊，你不懂意大利文，你懂英文的吗
？If you don't know Italian, you know English.
Fine 是美好的意思。
Fine means good, well.
啊，那好了，意思说要美好的完结。
That means that I have a fine ending.
那真真实实很值得回味。
And it is worth remembering.
刚的前书十章第一节。
First chapter of Corinthians, chapter 11.
保罗说：“你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。”
Paul says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ."
最初看到这节经文的时候
，When you first look at this verse,
觉得保罗好像觉得自己了不起。
You may assume that Paul, being very arrogant,
要别人效法他，好像他真的是非常夸口。
He wants other people to follow him. It seems that he's very arrogant.
其实你多看的时候
But actually, when you look at it more closely,
有不同那个感觉
You find that it is entirely different.
原来保罗只是在宣告我们，好像他愿去效法基督
Paul just wants us or advises us to follow him, like.How he follows Jesus Christ.
保罗相信耶稣以后
After his conversion to Christ.
现在看看圣经。
Let's look at the Bible.
他不但是效法基督
Not only does he follow the examples of Christ.
并且在为耶稣而死
And he sacrifices for Christ. And he died for Christ.
他的人生到完结的时候
And his entire life until the very end.
我相信你要同意，若成为一首诗歌。
I suppose all of you will agree with me that it is like a melody.
他一定有 fine.
In his life, it must contain the fine.
要人重唱。
It's worth repeating.
重唱一些，让我们知道回味他的人生。
We have to remember and reflect or bring an encore of his entire life.
特别如果你看到保罗归主以后，我们再唱。
Especially the time after his conversion to Christ.
唱的时候，你看到他是怎么样子效法基督。
When we sing, we can see how he followed the example of Christ.
他这个效法基督，直到我们回味吗？他这个样子效法基督。
The way he follows the Christ.
真正值得我们唱出来的
It is worth our remembering.
如果这个你想下去，如果这个你想下去。
If we think along this line.
包括我们的人生。
We hope that our life.
都能成为一首诗歌。
Will be like a melody.
在这首诗歌里面，我们找到 fine.
And in our song, we can find the fine.
有使人。可以回味的时候
And there will be time that is worth other people's remembering.
我告诉你，我快要离开。
I tell you that I have to move on.
但是我真真的。
But I'm really willing to.
在我的人生里面。
To be in my life.
有 fine.
There is the sign, the fine.
结果完结好。
This concluding note.
Yeah.
How about you?
我当然我们一同效法保罗。
Hopefully all of us can follow the example of Paul.
以致我们学来成为效法基督。
And at the same time, we know how to follow the example of Christ.
第二个无声的符号是什么呢
？The other silent note is.
是休止符。
The rest.
在一个乐章里面，它是个停顿，是静止的意思。
In a piece of music, the rest means a pause.
刚才说的是 rest, R-E-S-T.
And we have mentioned the rest.
意思是说停一顿啊，静止啊。
Stop, no action.
既然没有发出声音。
And there is no sound.
但是休止符的符号。
But this sign.
也意味着它停的时间短长里面有所不同的吧
The length of the rest is different.
所以休止符也有二分之一、四分之一、八分之一。
And so there are a mini rest, a protracted rest.
啊，还有四分之一，这是不同那个休止符。
With the rest, different kinds of rest.
刚才说休止符是停顿，是静止。
We have just said.The rest means a pause, a wait.
意思就是没有了。
That means there's no action.
没有了，那个意思在那里呢。
What does that mean?
那个意义在那里呢。
What is the significance of it?
如果懂音乐的知道吗
If you know music, you know.
虽然它是没有。
Even though there is no sound.
但是它还是存在。
But there is the existence, the presence.
啊，因为它好像那个有声符号一样，同样是有节拍的。
It is like all those notes with a sound.
有长有长的，有短的。
There is the pace, long or short.
并且它会占有一定时间与空间。
And they occupy the time and the space.
这个对音乐非常重要。
And it is.Very important. It is an integral part to music. Because it brings out the variation of the music. If the rest is well used, then know that the silence will bring a profound effect.And it is really beautiful.
让我们看到了音乐的效果。
And we can see, we can feel the effect of the music.
其实你看到人生的美妙。
And you can see the beauty in one's life.
当你每逢遇到那个休止符，那个是阵，那阵子。
When you see the rest.
你看到台上的指挥。
And you can see that the conductor on the stage, just like Tacky, the baton he uses, he suppresses his baton. Even though it is stopped, and the musicians, they are motionless, and they don't move as well.What do they do?
他们神情集中却不放松。
They are highly concentrated without relaxing.
因为他们知道休止符过后。
Because they know that after the rest.
就是这个音乐要带到另外一个高峰里面去。
There is an anticipation of a new climax.
再次激起当时那个初始的人。他们起了个共鸣与哈唱
That will elicit a rapture of sustained applause from the audience.
因为参加过那个音乐会，一定知道我讲什么了。
If you have been to a concert, you understand what I'm trying to say.
我告诉你，我们的神。
I tell you that our Lord.
他也曾指挥过一个。很大的一个音乐会。
He has conducted the biggest concert in history.
他那个乐章里面有休止符的。
In his music, there is the rest.
是什么呢
？What is that?
就是耶稣基督曾经死在十字架上。
That is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ on the cross.
埋葬了。
Buried. He was buried.
但是耶稣第三天从死亡里面复活了。
But he rose from the dead on the third day.
休止符在哪里啊？
Where is the rest?
耶稣死掉。
Jesus Christ died.
耶稣死掉。
He died.
怎么有声音呢？
How come there is the sound?
但是耶稣从死亡里面复活以后
，But Jesus has risen from the dead。
好像这个议会里面那个又休止符过了。
It is likened to the rest in a concert。
这个指挥的人再来，到那个动的棒子。
And the conductor moves his baton again。
牵起另外一个高峰。
And bring out another climax。When you look at the
Acts, and
tonight you go home and read the Bible,
Acts.
You can see how his disciples, this is the disciples of Jesus Christ, what have they
done?
Each one of them are willing to risk their lives.For the spread of the gospel.
要告诉人知道耶稣不能去死掉，已经复活过来了。
And they told other people that Jesus Christ had died, but he has risen from the dead.
看到了这个高峰吗？
Can you see that?
这个是休止符后来的。
This is the climax following the rest.
耶稣在地上所做的事。
What Jesus has done on earth. From the message we get from John.
信我的人也要做。
Those who believe in me, whoever believes in me, will do the works I have been doing.
这个也是耶稣在地上的时候对他的门徒。
This is what Jesus told his disciples while he was on earth.
并且对他们说。
And he said to them.
并且要做比这更大的事。
And you will do even greater things than these.
结果真正是如此。
And it is really true. It is a reality.
就是耶稣死后复活了。
That Jesus has risen from the dead.
休止符过后。
After the rest.
耶稣门徒做的事真正是更大的事。
And the disciples have really done greater things. I suppose you will agree with me. And one thing we can show as an example. When Jesus preached on earth, he preached around the area of Galilee.
但是他的门徒怎么样子？
But how about his disciples?
起码超越这个情境。
They preached beyond the areas that Jesus Christ had preached.
去了更多的地方。
They have gone far away.
因为这个是耶稣升天以前对他们说的话。
This is what Jesus Christ had told them before his resurrection. Listen to.
要他们使万民做他的门徒。
He wants them to proclaim, making all the people in the earth to be his disciples. Including people from different nations. And then lastly,
个人快要穿上这个休止符了。
When nearly I have to draw the rest of the name in my life here.
我也愿意在我的休止符过后。
I really hope that after the rest.
也就在36周年的时候。
And in this 36th anniversary.
看到教会进入另一个高峰。
I really would like to see our church has entered another new climax.
弟兄姐妹也进到另外一个高峰里面去。
And the brothers and sisters in Christ has reached another higher level in maturity, another higher level of spiritual maturity.
因为休止符过。
Because after the rest,
要做更大的事。
You will do even greater things.
不只是做耶稣叫我们只是做在地上的事。
Not only doing all those things. things on earth.
并且就做更大的事。
And we will do even greater things.
就是比现在更大。
And do even greater things than what we have done.
这个也是我的心愿。
And this is my wish for all of you.